The reason Christ did not deliver John. Many minds question why John the Baptist should have been left to languish and die in prison. But this dark providence can never shake our confidence in God when we remember that John was but a sharer in the sufferings of Christ. All who follow Christ will wear the crown of sacrifice. Satan will war against the principle of self-sacrifice wherever it is manifested. Satan had been unwearied in his efforts to draw away the Baptist from a life of unreserved surrender to God, but he had failed. In the temptation in the wilderness, Satan had been defeated. Now he determined to bring sorrow upon Christ by striking John. The one whom he could not entice to sin, he would cause to suffer. Jesus did not interpose to deliver his servant. He knew that John would bear the test. Gladly would the Savior have come to brighten John's dungeon gloom with his own presence. But he was not to imperil his own mission. For the sake of thousands who in after years must pass from prison to death, John was to drink the cup of martyrdom. As the followers of Jesus should languish in lonely cells, or perish by the sword, the rack, or the faggot, apparently forsaken by God and man, what a stay to their hearts would be the thought that John the Baptist had passed through a similar experience. John was not forsaken. He had the companionship of heavenly angels, who opened to him the prophecies concerning Christ and the precious promises of Scripture. To John, as to those that came after him, was given the assurance, "Lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age," RSV. God never leads his children otherwise than they would choose to be led, if they could see the end from the beginning, and discern the purpose they are fulfilling as co-workers with him. Not Enoch, who was translated to heaven, not Elijah, who ascended in a chariot of fire, was greater or more honored than John the Baptist, who perished alone in the dungeon. Unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Of all the gifts that heaven can bestow upon men, fellowship with Christ in his sufferings is the most weighty trust and the highest honor.